welcome to the 42nd episode of the Not Your Mama's Gamer podcast, a podcast where we talk about games and gaming from a feminist perspective. I am Samantha Blackman, one of your co-hosts. I'm an associate professor here at Purdue University in wonderful West Lafayette, Indiana, and I can't talk today, where I focus on, among other things, digital humanities and specifically video games. And I am joined this week, as in every podcast weekend, actually for the second time, by my two co-hosts, Alex Lane and Nicole Marie. Ladies?
Hello. What's up, audience? My name's Alex Lane. I'm a PhD candidate at Purdue University in rhetoric and composition, studying gender in the gaming industry. Boom.
Nice.
And I'm Nicole Marie, and what did I call myself?
GameStop employee extraordinaire or something.
That's right. Something along those lines. I'm just awesome. I think it just all boils down to that.
Well, now you're like a senior manager, right?
It's like a position of management without management pay. So that's how it works. I don't know. Now I'm called a senior video game advisor. It's very, very intense.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to come stalk you at your store one time, at least one good time.
Sure she won't be working.
Well, she won't be. She never is. When I'm actually headed back to visit my family, I'm going to have to stop by and harass you. And, of course, you won't be there.
You know what? I'm going to be forced to be there all the time now.
Because you're a senior?
Yep.
I see. Says you.
So, yeah, that's me.
All right. So, here's what's happening, folks. This is the 42nd episode, which we are actually re-recording because the first time we recorded episode 42, it was great, it was wonderful, but it did not record. And that was all my fault because I was the one in charge of recording. And we had no file. So this time we're recording again to do a briefer recap. And we're recording it on two different machines to make sure that never happens again.
Indeed.
So we'll do a quick recap. We'll go through and everybody will tell us quickly what they were playing, what they were reading, what they were drinking. And then we'll get to the meaty part and give a recap of our issue of the week last time, that we talked about last time. So who wants to go first?
I think Nicole went first last time.
Yeah, I did. Because I was so fast about it, because I didn't really get to play anything new, because I'm just so excited for Borderlands 2. I can't contain my excitement.
Comes out tomorrow.
Yes, I'm so excited. Tonight, for all the hardcore cupcakes? People. Yeah, those cupcakes were so tasty. I made Borderlands 2 themed cupcakes for we had a store meeting last night about the midnight release. And so I made cupcakes to celebrate because I can't contain my excitement about the game.
That is the nerdiest thing I've ever heard from you. And you said some nerdy stuff.
But you know what's also funny about it is I have a friend who works with Gearbox. I think he's just a QA tester, but he's like, I'm going to show everyone there because they're going to think this is so awesome. And I was like, maybe yes, please do. I know. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be.
It would be. So I played nothing new because I'm excited about Borderlands 2. Like, pee my pants excited. And
like, make themed cupcakes excited.
And I read. Actually, this was a surprising week for us because we all read. Well, not surprising, but I read Cognitive Surplus by Clay Shirky because I'm getting ready to write an awesome post about it. And then I was drinking Mike's Hard Lemonade. So. Mm-hmm. I decided to perpetuate that again, and I have another one. Except this one's limeade flavored.
Ooh. I like the limeade ones. Those are good.
Yeah, they're really good.
I don't like fruity malt liquors, man. That's all that is.
I love fruity malt liquor.
Yeah.
Because you can drink it fast.
Oh.
Okay, so what I played was Heyday Sheffield Dungeon Defenders Super Mario Brothers 2 3DS. But what actually took up the majority of my time is I started playing WoW again with a... Sam and then a friend of mine who had never played before, so we rolled new characters together. So that's taken up a ridiculous amount of my time. I was reading and still am reading the Miguel Sicart's Ethics of Video Games, a book where he interrogates sort of philosophy and ethics of video games. And I was drinking a margarita.
And what you drinking today?
Well, today I'm eating ramen noodles.
Don't drink them. That would be awkward.
That would be awkward. Okay, well, this is Sam, of course. And last week I was playing a lot of interesting stuff. I was playing WoW again. I was playing still Heyday, Dragon Ball, Super Mario Brothers 2 for the 3DS. The Simpsons tapped out on the iOS, which I am already tapped out of. Song Pop on the iOS, which I suck at, but Alex Lane and Nicole Marie are going to join me and play that so that I will suck less than somebody else. because I've been trying to tire my kid out at night. She's going through this thing where she doesn't want to go to sleep. We've been playing lots of Nickelodeon Dance and Once Upon a Monster. So it's funny because on Raptor, I'm like ranked as like expert superstar and higher than everybody else in that I'm Raptor friends with on Nickelodeon Dance, because even if they did have kids, they have not played as much as I have lately. But I'm going to cheat and tell you what else I've been playing since then. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll save it for next week in case I don't have to, in case I don't get to play anything before next week.
Which is somewhat plausible.
Yeah, because things might get a little busy. But let me just tell you guys something funny about WoW. I was playing WoW and had left my machine on, and P came in my office because I was playing in my office. Because she was taking a nap, thank God. And she woke up and she came in and she was looking. It had gone back to the login screen. And she's like, oh, that kind of scares me. And I said, oh, well, it's not scary, honey. And so I showed her the Pandas intro. She's like, it's Kung Fu Panda. And I was like, yes, pretty much. Mm-hmm.
So it really looks like it, though.
It looks exactly like Kung Fu Panda. The orc at the beginning of the cinematic kind of scared her. But the panda she thought was Kung Fu Panda, so that just made everything okay. So now she's really anxious for Miss of Pandaria as well, because she wants to see Kung Fu Panda.
Well, that's good.
Did you see they're also making, I wonder if I can find it again, but they have... hoodies that make you look like a panda for Miss of Pandaria.
Oh.
And I want one so badly.
Well, she's got a bear hoodie already. Hers is a little brown bear, though, but she's got a bear hoodie.
Do they have little ears?
It has little ears and everything. It's got a full face on the hood, so you can pull it down, and you got the panda face, the eyes and the nose and the ears right on the hood. It's really cute.
That's awesome. I did find it. See, it was on Kotaku. It's so cute. It has the little panda ears, and it's adorable. I want one.
Now you just have to start playing Mr. Pandaria.
I know. Mm-hmm. If I ever have my graduation party and get money from people, I'm investing, and I'm making quotation marks with my fingers. I'm investing it into a new laptop, so.
You don't need to put the quotes there. That's investing.
That's investment. I would have to agree, but I think my family would disagree.
Yeah, they don't have to agree.
Yeah.
Right. They don't. Doesn't matter.
Okay, so there were a couple of news items that we covered fairly quickly last week. Kojima Productions is hiring for a studio in L.A., and they should definitely, if anybody at Kojima is out there listening, should hire Nicole.
Yes, they should. Hire me.
Nicole, what else we got for news? I just wanted to throw that plug out there.
Heck yeah, plug me all you want, because I need it. And then this was kind of a hot issue for us. Metal Gear Rising Revengeance is canceled in Japan for the 360, even though they're continuing it for the United States and Europe. So that's just so strange, because why? I don't see the difference between like producing it for... If anything, it would be easier to produce it for Japan because they wouldn't have to redub anything, because I thought it's all originally in Japanese. Either way, it's strange, but it's canceled for Japan. And then also, Obsidian Entertainment has launched a Kickstarter project to fund their next role-playing game, which is amazing. It's called Project Eternity, and I think by now it may have already gotten funded.
It was pretty close. I think they made like... 600 or 800,000 in the first 24 hours.
Yep, they have 1.5 right now, and they're asking for 1.1. And I think they're going to get a ton more than that, and I think it was so incredibly, I don't want to know if I want to say humble or just insane for them to only have asked for 1.1 to make a AAA RPG game, but I'm just really shocked. I'm really excited for it, and I just have, like I said before, I just have to decide which pack I want to get, and I'm going to definitely give some money their way, so check it out. It looks cool.
That it does. And then our indie game of the week was?
It was 30 Flights of Loving, but I kind of dropped the ball and didn't get to really play into the story so because I had been playing WoW so much. So what I had said was that I was going to be replaying it, or rather playing it through for the next time.
Yay, Alex Lane.
That is all.
along with another game, right? Didn't you say you were doing two next time?
I didn't, I don't think, but we don't have the recording for it, so there you go.
How would have you agreed to it without actually wanting to have it? That's funny. She's, you know, like, what? I want to throw... Oh, no, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, that's kind of like Pixar didn't happen.
Exactly. Screenshot, podcaster didn't happen.
I want to throw this out there before we move on entirely. At 1.6 million, Obsidian's going to put it out for Mac. So all you Mac users need to donate some money.
Nice.
So.
See, and you're going to need a new PC for that.
I know. I really want to play it. So, I just need one. It's going to happen as soon as I have the money. I'm going to have an Alienware, and I'm going to get the next step up from YouTube just so I can show you up.
You know Sam's going to go out the next day and buy one that's slightly...
I know.
Whatever.
Oh, gosh. That would be so funny.
Just know that they weigh 600 pounds.
That's kind of true.
They are the heaviest freaking laptops on the face of the planet.
And rightfully so. I mean, they should be heavy.
Okay.
Got a lot of stuff in there.
There's a lot of stuff in there. Okay, so last time our the issue of the week that we talked about was, we talked basically about the Nintendo announcements. And I complained a lot about the 4-month launch window. I don't know why they do that. It irritates the bejesus out of me with their quote unquote long launch windows, because all that means is they release really crappy games at the beginning, and then if you are an early adopter, you don't have any good games to play at the beginning. And it looks like in that 4-month launch window, the first, like 80% of the games that are coming out are games that we've already played on other systems, which I think is really going to hurt them in the end. I mean, because how many people are really on a system they're already sketchy about? How many people are really going to buy games they've already played on the 360 and the PS3? When, to be perfectly honest, the graphics on the 360 and the PS3 are probably going to be better than they will be on the Wii U. You know, that's just me venting, because I've gotten burned maybe one time too many by Nintendo. And I also have said 18 ways to Sunday, I am not buying this system at launch. Why? Because I don't think it's going to make it at $300 and $350. They're going to have another price drop, and early adopters are going to get screwed yet again. And I don't need another 20 games on Virtual Console that I already own to make up for the fact that I got screwed on a price drop.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm pissed about that. Even though I do want to play Zombie U.
I know, that is one of the games that is appealing to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a few games that are appealing to me that I would want to play on it. Like the new Super Mario's looks really good for it. But at the same time, I don't feel like that's going to push me to spend $300 at all. I mean, like you were saying before, there's really nothing that's going to be like, oh, I need to get this in the launch window. There's absolutely nothing that they've said that I want to get it in the launch window. And I'm not, like, definitely not one of the Nintendo fanboys at all. But I just don't see, I definitely see those people getting burned big time. Big time.
Right. And if it was a question of, you know, a Christmas present for myself, the iPhone 5 came out and determined what my Christmas present to myself was going to be. So I'm not rolling in dough like that. I can't get an iPhone 5 and a Wii U. I got a kid. I got a kid to spoil at Christmas.
That's fair. That's for sure. But in even then, what we were saying before too is one of the craziest things about this launch is that Japan is getting it after the United States, which is just this insane. I've tried to do more research on it to see if there's actually anything that people are talking about as far as why that would happen, because it's just crazy. I'm sure it blows your guys' minds too, but it just blows my mind that we're getting it before Japan.
Yeah, because it's what, November 18th in the U.S. and December 8th in Japan. And we were trying to figure out what the hell's going on in Japan, that Metal Gear got canceled in Japan for the 360. They're getting a Wii a full month, almost a full month later. I mean, and if you talk about, you know, the saturation of the market with DSs in Japan, it was something crazy, like 80 or 90% of folks that were like 18 to 35 or something crazy like that have DSs in Japan, but they're releasing the Wii U a month later in Japan. It's like, what the hell's going on? Is there something going on with the Japanese market? Is there something going on with the Japanese economy? Are things not selling as well as they want us to think in Japan? Yeah. It's interesting.
I mean, all the things that I've read have really not said much. And if they've said anything at all, one website was talking about how, I think it was on GameSpot, actually. They were talking about how They said that the later release date for Japan was them trying to prevent what happened with the 3DSs, which I don't see why that would prevent a loss in sales off the bat. Like, I just don't, it doesn't make any sense. There's no logic to that thought process at all to me. And maybe I'm alone in that thought, but it just doesn't seem right. And then another site, Kotaku, I was showing Alex Lane earlier, has been discussing the riots that are going on.
It's really interesting, and I haven't heard about this at all before you sent me that.
I haven't either.
Yeah, it's crazy. They're Chinese are rioting in Japan and destroying Japanese stores because Japan was gifted some islands by the United States in 1972, it said, and Japan just nationalized these islands. But they're a huge, like, cache of oil, I guess. Like, they get all of their oil from these islands, or a majority of it, at least.
Mm-hmm.
So China is just, like, super angry about it for whatever reason. And they're just, like, rioting nonstop in Japan. And it seems like, if anything, that Chinese police aren't doing anything to stop it. So, but whether or not that's affecting Nintendo, I'm not sure, but these are at least the only speculations I've even heard of so far.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe there's some kind of a political unrest going on that is causing these issues. It'll be interesting to see how this, because like I said, I can't see pissing off one of your biggest markets by, you know, releasing in the U.S. before you release there. I mean, and like I said, the 360 kind of made sense because I remember the 360 has never sold really well in Japan. One, because they don't have a whole lot of the games that the Japanese folks kind of typically buy, and that's a lot of the RPGs and the rhythm games and the games that I think sell best in Japan. And they, you know, they don't make a lot of the dating sims that get made for the DS in Japan and just never make it over here. And two, it never sold very well because it was so freaking huge. And it was always a question of space. So smaller systems always sold better. So, you know, while in my mind, the cancellation of Metal Gear for the 360 made more sense than this does. But so, yeah, there's definitely something going on behind the scenes. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
definitely. Especially just with their sales alone on the Wii U. I am so interested to see how, like, Q1 works for them next year, because they said that that's what they're...
That would be really telling, yeah.
Yeah, big time. They said that this is their way to avoid the start of the year losses that they had when the 3DS came out.
Mm-hmm.
So... We'll see. I'm so curious to see what happens. But
I think we're going to see a lot of... It's the same thing we saw with the Wii. We're going to see a lot of Wii U's on eBay.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I bet you're right.
And they're not going to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to sell at these overinflated prices, because somebody already has one listed on eBay with a starting price of like $900.
Huh.
And that's not going to happen. I mean, I remember when the 360 came out and the PS3 came out. Yeah, they were selling on eBay for $600, $700, $800, $1,000. They were.
Yep.
But that's not going to happen with the Wii U. It didn't happen with the Wii. People tried that shit with the Wii, and they did not sell at those inflated prices. And they're not going to sell this time at those inflated prices. I mean, I've been, like, looking on sites to see what people are saying about the Wii U and see who's actually buying these damn pre-orders. And I see people going, oh, yeah, I pre-ordered 3, and they're going straight on eBay. For what?
Yeah. Yeah, because they think that because the deluxe version sold out, that people are going to pay the inflated price for it. But I really highly doubt it.
I'd buy the regular edition and buy a deluxe later before I paid twice the price of a deluxe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, because what the difference is, what, 8 gigs to 32 gigs of flash memory on the, and then the stands for the controller and the console?
Yeah, and you get Nintendo Land comes with it, and then also, the huge value that I only just found this out at our store meeting last night is you're getting, and I can't remember what it's called. This is horrible. It's like a Nintendo Plus Pass or something like that for the eShop. For every amount of points you spend, you actually get points back for a certain amount of time. Uh-huh. And they said that it's going to go throughout Q1 and it may extend into Q2, but they, it's only for deluxe buyers, and it won't be available to buy outside of that. So if you're a deluxe buyer, you get this, and no one else can have it unless they bought the deluxe.
But see, the only problem with the eShop is I can't see myself buying stuff from the eShop because they're not pricing things properly. Okay? Mm-hmm. For example, when Super Mario Brothers 2 for the 3DS came out, you could go out and buy it, or you could download it, right? Download it in the eShop. The eShop was downloading it at MSRP. But if you went to Target, you could get it for like $10 less.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And that's crazy. So why, that you know, crazy. I'm not paying $10 is, you know, I'm not paying $10 for the privilege of downloading a DS title at midnight.
Right. Oh gosh, I love how we laugh, but I'm sure there are hundreds of people that did that.
Oh, I'm sure. And they were pissed when they got to Target and found out it was $10 less.
Yep. Oh yeah,
I mean, so they've got to do something. I mean, that's the same reason I don't buy full titles on Xbox for digital download, because, you know, they have the, you know, the, what do they call them? The, oh God, what the hell do they call them? The games that, you know, were really popular and are old, or like a year or two old now. Mm-hmm. They re-release them as greatest hits or whatever.
Yeah.
And you can get them for like, $29, they used to be $19.99. Now most of them are $29.99 if you go to like Target or GameStop, or I don't know if GameStop sells those, but I know like Target and Walmart and the big box stores do. But they're like $29.99 for like the greatest hits or whatever once they're like a year old, when they first come out. And then they turn around and you can get them for like, you can get them on sale for like $15 or $20.
Yeah.
But if you go on Xbox, Live to download them digitally, they're still at the $30 price point.
Which is insane.
Right. Which is, I'm like, why would I pay you $30 for that when I can get in my car? This game is already like a year and a half old, so it's not like I'm missing anything to wait another half an hour. I could drive to Target and get it for like $15, or I could pay you $30. That's not going to happen.
Well, they've got to be making money on it, though, or they wouldn't do it, right?
Well, they got to be making money on it. I mean, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, because there's always some sucker out there that doesn't realize they can do that. And that's what they're always counting on. Because I can't see any other, I can't see any other advantage to doing it.
Yeah, but people
fill up your hard drive, not have to pop a disc in. It's not like this is the old days where you have to change discs in. Well, never mind.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, yeah. But that's an interesting thing. I mean, because you're gonna download it. One, it's gonna take you forever to download a AAA title. And then if you don't have a 250 gig hard drive, or even if you do, that's gonna take up a pretty substantial chunk.
Oh, definitely.
So what? You're gonna delete it when you're done, and then what if you want to play it again? You gotta spend another day or so downloading the whole damn thing again?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
And that's the biggest thing too, is a majority of people that come in and buy consoles are not buying the larger hard drives because they see no reason for it.
Nope.
And then they go to the store and they buy those for cheaper. So I really don't see how they're making any money on it. But obviously, yeah, they must be, because otherwise why would they continue to do it? Maybe that's just like a lack of attention on their behalf. Like someone's slipping up somewhere along the line, and they're just somewhere. Not paying attention to market price.
That's crazy. Somewhere, definitely.
Yeah.
So let's see. In our recap, did we miss anything we talked about last time?
I don't think so. What else did we? Basically, I mean, aside from our usual banter.
That you will never get back. Oh my god, my dogs are fighting. Hold on.
Oh no. They're too cute to fight. Don't let them do that.
Whatever. They're like, we're going to kill each other.
Yeah. I think the ASPCA comes after you if you let your dogs fight. I think that's how that works.
She's like, oh, yeah. My dogs are fighting.
Oh no. I don't think we really missed anything.
Did you hear those crazy dogs?
Yeah.
I heard them.
God. Sorry about that.
They love each other, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Completely.
Completely.
Let's see. Deals for Broke-Ass Gamers. If we're going to call that the end of our recap. All of our deals from last week are already gone by the wayside. The new deal on Steam today is not up yet. Boo! But because they usually do a midweek deal. But there is a today's deal. The political game, The Next Big Thing, is 75% off. And you can get that for $7.49. And as always, there are tons of... you can still pre-order in most places even today. Can you still pre-order Borderlands 2 at your store?
Yes, you can do it up until 10 o'clock at night.
And you get the Mechromancer down DLC for free, right?
Mechromancer for free. You also get a loot key, a loot chest, and there's guaranteed to be rare items in both of the things that you're going to be opening. And then there's also a weapon set. That's actually pretty decent. So I would look it up, but if anything, pre-order the heck out of this game, because the bonuses for it are insane.
Yeah, and even if you're just, like, some places are just given the Mechromancer and some weapons or something, the Mechromancer, because the Mechromancer will be, the DLC is going to be released in like a month, but it's going to be $10 if you don't buy it, if you don't get it with the pre-order.
Yeah, so yeah, definitely pre-order it.
Yeah, so if that's what you're planning on playing, you better grab it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that comes out tomorrow, the other hot purchase for tomorrow, is Kinect Sesame Street TV.
Woo!
Woo-woo! Mm-hmm. which I am going to be all over, because you get to be in your favorite Sesame Street episode with your kid. Well, I think it's a one person, so your kid gets to be, and you get to watch. I think it's really cute. So I will probably be picking that up. And then Torchlight 2 is coming out this month as well. And then next month is the big month.
Huge month. It's going to be awesome. Resident Evil 6 to start us off.
Resident Evil 6, Assassin's Creed 3, Assassin's
Creed and Liberation.
Yep.
And then right after that, Halo 4.
Halo 4. Oh, also this month before the month is out, wow, Miss Pandaria. Get to play Kung Fu Panda.
revive your love for WoW. Pandas.
I'm going to have to make a panda. I'm going to have to make like a panda mage or maybe the panda monk for P just so she can run around and play panda.
That would be so cute.
And never fight anything. So she'll never be able to leave the, the starting area.
That's funny.
She won't care because they're pandas.
No, I'm sure she wouldn't. Yeah. It's a panda that she's controlling. Gold.
So I think that's about it, ladies. I think that was a great recap. Short.
Good recap.
To the point.
Yep.
And we'll be back next time, and we'll actually record the full episode, because I won't be such a bonehead. Yay!
Although I don't think it was boneheadedness that caused this.
In my defense, it did say it was recording.
Yeah, see? So nobody's...
But we'll never make that mistake again.
Nope.
So, as always, till next time, you can always contact us. You can email us at nymgamer@gmail.com. You can watch us blog. We've got two new blog posts up in the last couple of days at nymgamer.com. You can follow us on Facebook at Not Your Mama's Gamer. You can follow us on Twitter at NYMGamer. You can send us voicemail. You can send us regular email. You can even send us video messages. And we will play them, answer them, and post them to the web if need be. With our answers, we look forward to questions. They give us something good. They give us a warm and fuzzy feeling inside.
In our bellies.
In our bellies. Much like margaritas.
Yes.
Yeah, there are margaritas in my future.
Yeah.
Very near future. So until next time, stay warm as it's getting cooler. Enjoy the fall. And as always, game on.
Game on. Just me.